With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for almost the past 2 decades. We must be vegetarian
or vegan
and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a compilation of various lectures that Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken on the topic of environmentalism and her wise advice to ensure the survival of our world.
A positive thinker also happens sometimes. If we, the positive people, believe in We can change. We already did, and we will continue. We will change it. Yes, yes, yeah, for everyone, for the world, for our children, and for ourselves, and for the sake of goodness. Huh? There's still a beautiful planet, and we must save it. They should not be too busy fighting each other. They should be busy fighting disaster, saving the planet. They spend a lot of energy already killing. It's about time they spend energy and money for saving. Yeah. Saving life instead of destroying life. Don't you think?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So at least our group, we have all our might, all our sacrifice we can just to awaken the world and lead them into positive era. They have to think positive. Yeah, but if they don't do something, they have to do something to save the planet. Yeah? Mm-hmm. To save the lives of the inhabitants as well, including themselves. Suppose the whole planet destroyed, how much a billion money can help you? Huh? But when a disaster struck this planet, they kill everyone. Do you understand?
Yes.
There's no weapon in the space or in the moon or anywhere can even help anyone at that time at all. No matter what kind of president you are, which country you rule, there's nothing. You are nothing. You are dust. You are worse, less than dust at that time. You become nada. Niente. Nix. Non-existent. Finished in seconds. Less than seconds. You understand me?
Yes.
Because we're destroying the planet. And we're fighting each other instead of fighting the real enemy. You know? That is the destroying of the planet and ruin the resource of the world. We are short, you know, if we don't stop. We'll be short of many things. And then the real war will really broke out. When people are hungry and desperate, then nothing can stop. You know what I mean? Because they're already desperate. They're already pushed to the war already. They have nothing to lose. Then there will be much more trouble than now. So do what you can and think what you can. Okay? All positive. All for reconstruction of this world, all saving of the world. Otherwise, we also don't care. We go in heaven. But these people who left behind, who have not yet repented and have not yet really earned any merit, they will go somewhere else. We have a new world for us. It's okay. But it's not because of that. We ignore the people who stay behind. You understand? It's for them that we're working. It's for the ignorant people that I'm working. It's not for you. Of course you work, it's good for you. I already show you the path and you're walking on it. I'm very pleased that you're walking straight. I'm not worried about you anymore. Yeah? And now if you are content to work with me, then I'm very grateful. Yeah, if not, I don't worry about you. They have to choose their path, they have to clean themselves. But the people who are still alive, I'm worried for them. Yeah, because I still can do something. We still can do something. That's why we meditate a lot. We're cleaning the planet, and we meditate, we retreat, we pray, all that. It's for these people, in case at least we can waken them up a little bit. And they can still stop now. Mm-hmm. They still can do it. And they still can go to heaven, high heaven, if they stop all this and try to help the planet. Don't even help me. Yeah? Don't need to do funny method, or don't need to come to me, nothing. Just be a good human being is enough for me to help them. Mm-hmm. If they turn around and have a noble idea, want to save the planet and save all this generation and the future, then I'm already having good enough excuse to help them. Mm-hmm. So I hope the people in power will do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Because even if this planet is destroyed, you understand me? We go to heaven. It doesn't matter to us. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the bad karma cannot be destroyed. Mm-hmm. Yeah? If they make bad karma, they cannot redeem after they die. You understand? They have to redeem themselves now. Mm-hmm. Everyone is allowed to make mistakes until a certain extent. But once you turn around your head and want to be good, everything erased. Mm-hmm. And that's the law of heaven. Heaven is very forgiving and loving. You understand me? So I do hope that the people who can stop the war, can stop the catastrophe, do stop. So that heaven really have good excuse to help them. Otherwise, it will be millions of years in misery for these people who know which is good and don't do it. Not just don't do bad thing, but knowing the good thing and don't do it. Not just don't do bad thing, but do not stop the bad things happen, also bad karma, and not to talk about encouraging it or supporting it is even worse. The same mind is very important to harness the power so we can move mountains. You understand me? We really have to move mountains if we want to save the world. Huh? 2000 passed already. If we continue the way people are doing, we're not out of danger, understand? Mm-hmm. But the government and people of the world also have to do something. Yeah? Yeah, okay. Recently, our world has a lot of disaster, like drought, then also, and then dry climate, and heated up planet due to a lot of weather changing. Because we have abused so many of the natural resources, as well as some of the disaster from nature, like the burning forest, and then that reduced a lot of rain, and that in turn also heat up our planet. And then the more it heat up, the more dry. The more dry, the less tree, the less trees, the less rain, the less rain, the less tree. And this is the devil's circle. And every corner of the earth affects the whole planet. You can know it. You know it very well because recently the fire in Indonesia, huh? You know, huh? Yes. Affect whole Singapore, no? Yes. And Malaysia and the neighboring. So actually, from these kind of natural lessons, we can tell that one person or one place of this planet will affect other parts of our planet. Is that not so? Therefore, if you yourself, your heart, your mind, your speech, your action are pure, how much beneficial can it be to this planet? This is very logical. Every place has its own atmosphere. Is that not so? Okay. So when you go into the funeral service or a hospital, yeah, you feel different from when you go into a church. Is that not so? Or when you go into the slaughterhouse, yeah, where all the animals are killed for meat, you feel different. I don't know if you can feel, but I feel. Do you feel? Can you feel?
Yes.
Yes, of course, huh?
Master, you said war is mainly due to meat eating. Master, can you enlighten me the reasons behind it?
because of the karma, because of the law of karma. If thou shalt not kill, we should not kill other beings. If we killed, then that will bounce back to us. For example, in scientific research, they say that if you throw something into the air, and then you stand there and throw something into the space, and after some time, long time, it will come back to you. So that is scientifically proved, the law of karma. As you saw, so shall you reap. Whatever you give out will come back to you eventually. Because the vegetarian diet is good for you. It will purify your spirit, purify your aura, and make you clear, inner and outside, and protect you. It's not only for me, it's not for the precepts that you should eat vegetarian. It's for the loving kindness to other beings, like animals, that you should be vegetarian, all right? Even if God allows us to eat meat, out of our own love, individually, God will not forbid you not to eat meat, all right? Because if you love your dog, for example, you ride dogs and cats, you wouldn't want to kill them and eat them. So why discriminate between a dog, a cat, your pet birds, and other outside birds, and outside cats, dogs, or other animals like chickens and ducks and ox and cows and things like that? You know what I mean? The way you love your dogs and your cats and your children, you could also love a cow and a pig, okay? So that's the way of love. Therefore, because of this law of love alone, we would not believe that God would let us kill animal and eat. Also in the Bible, God already said very clearly, who told you to kill all these she goats and he buffaloes to make offering to me? Stop all this killing of the innocent lives. Otherwise, when you pray to me, I will not listen. God said that clearly. So no need to ask me any of this fundamental question. You should read more the Bibles. Yes, because in the Bible there are many, many hints inside. Not only hints, very obvious statements that God say we don't touch meat. Meat for the belly and the belly for the meat, and God will destroy both meat and them. Is that not so? That means don't touch meat. Also he said, don't mix around with the people who eat meat and drink wine. Is that not so? Yes. That's very clear. In the Bible, mentioned about meat very few, mentioned about vegetarian a lot. I have already made some references for you in the why do we need to eat vegetarian. Remember? All right.
Could you explain about the end of the world?
We can change the end of the world. Predictions also have come true in the past, like Nostradamus. He has predicted many things and they have come true. So it could be that the end of the world also come true. Because the way we are abusing our planet, the way we are building bombs, the way we are affecting ourselves, killing ourselves, damaging our spirit, body and minds with drugs, with a lot of negative thinking, and murdering each other and destroying forest for rising animals and killing mass animals and things like that, or mass killing human beings through wars, ignorance, then the world might end very soon. Don't have to ask me. You are all intelligent people. You read newspapers. You can judge. You can judge very accurately. You read a lot of books and a lot of news about our environment, about how hazardous we have made our environment become. We have even, damaged the ozone layer, which protects our earth, for example, like that. And we indulge ourselves in a lot of misconducts, which consequently brings disease
and disaster into our lives and into our family lives. So the way it is, the world might end. If not by bomb and by disease, by self-destructive habits and selfish tendency of human beings. But we could change it. We could avert this disaster. If we love our planet so much, then we have to purify ourselves. Understand? So that the atmosphere of this planet will become reasonable for us to live in and for our children to grow in. And that's the way we avert the end of the world. Otherwise, even if I say to you, the world will not end, or the world will end, it makes no difference. You know what I mean? We will end our own world if we continue the way we behave. You know, like the people sometimes in the society they behave. But we are changing it. You know, our world is changing for the better, and I hope it will change for better and better still. And this I have to thank you, because you have made the change. Not only Singapore people, I mean, I thank our fellow practitioners for helping me to help the world. They change their own atmosphere, they become loving, and they radiate great love into the world, into their environment. You know, and the world has changed a lot. And I hope the more people practice loving kindness, the more people radiate heavenly loving kindness light toward the earth, the world will become better.
Thank you for joining us today for Between Master and Disciples. More constructive programming coming up next after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. Wishing you ever more peace and joy.